This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'm here to help you focus on God today as we take some time with God together. What better way to start your day or continue your day than by going to God's Word and hearing what He has to say to you about life, and particularly about your life? Because what the Bible says is not just religious jargon. It's so far from that. It's not just something that was true hundreds of years ago. It's not something that's only relevant to church meetings. No, the Bible was written so practically, and it just talks about daily life from God's perspective. And isn't that what we need? So often our own perspective becomes introspective and self-centered, and our lives go way out of perspective and way out of balance then. And going to God's Word, seeing things from God's perspective, brings our lives back to the way they need to be and adjusts the way that we think about the people in our lives, the circumstances we find ourselves in, and our own purpose and role here on earth. I want to talk this week with you about having godly goals in your life. I want to go, first of all, to a very practical passage in 1 Thessalonians in the Bible, chapter 5. Paul's giving some instruction to the leaders of the church in verse 12. He says, "We request of you, brethren, that you appreciate those who diligently labor among you and have charge over you in the Lord and give you instruction, and that you esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Live in peace with one another, and we urge you, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with all men, see that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all men." And then a quick series of short instructions. "Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit," that is the Spirit of God. Well, I just want to go down to this little verse in verse 18. "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." You know, setting goals is a pretty trendy thing these days. A lot of talk about bringing your life under control and things like that. We have long-term goals, short-term goals, medium-term goals, personal goals, spiritual goals, work-related goals. We need to stop and ask, if God is in control, is it legitimate to be making goals for my life? Yes, I think it is, and we'll see a lot more reasons why this week. But at the same time, as we set goals and make plans, we have to recognize that God is over all things. He is in control, and sometimes His purposes are not the same as ours, and He may frustrate what we have set as goals in our lives. When that happens, we need to trust Him and to accept what He brings into our lives, and be thankful for it. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I'm John North.